This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM. Chicago police arrested a 15-year-old boy on the South Side last night for allegedly stabbing two other teens. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
They were down the street from police headquarters, 35th and King Drive, at about 5 p.m. Police say there was a physical altercation, and the 15-year-old produced a sharp object and stabbed two other boys, 15 and 16. The older boy was stabbed in the neck. He was initially in critical condition. The second boy was in good condition with a chest wound. The teen who police say was responsible for this ran and was arrested a few blocks away. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The village board in South Suburban Dalton held its regular meeting last night. It was the first meeting since the release of a report last week that was highly critical of Mayor Tiffany Henyard and the village's financial situation. There was heightened security after a brawl broke out at last week's meeting of the Thornton Township Board, where Henyard is also a supervisor. Dalton resident Deborah White tells CBS News Chicago she still can't believe what happened last week.
I have been a resident of Dalton for 40 years. I have never seen such deplorable actions in our community.
There was no repeat of violence or other disruptions at last night's village board meeting. Henyard was absent. New data from the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office shows a steep drop in opioid overdose deaths last year. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live now at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco, according to the report, Cook County saw the fewest opioid overdose deaths in nearly a decade in 2024. They fell more than 43% last year. Men and African Americans make up the majority of overdose death cases, and nearly 90% of those deaths fentanyl was involved. The report also shows homicides and suicides are on the decline. Homicides fell by 9% in the county last year, and suicide deaths across Cook County fell by nearly 15% in 2024, with men continuing to make up 80% of those cases. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Jurors in the federal corruption case of former House Speaker Michael Madigan will be back at work today. The panel ended another day of deliberations yesterday without reaching a verdict. They've spent 21 hours in deliberations so far and have asked the judge for numerous clarifications during the process. They're scheduled to resume their discussions later this morning. Yesterday marked a year since a man was fatally shot by Carroll Stream police inside his apartment. The family of 30-year-old Isaac Goodloe says they're still waiting for answers about what really happened. His father.
All the families that went through something similar like this, we all just wonder why. Why it keep happening? Is there going to be anything coming down the line to stop all this? And why is it mostly happening to the blacks?
The DuPage County State's Attorney's Office decided not to charge any of the police officers involved. Attorneys for the family say a federal civil rights lawsuit is pending. Two teenagers are in custody after Oak Brook police say they tried to flee in a stolen car.
On January 31st at 3 a.m., Oak Brook police say officers were responding to an incident when they saw a Nissan Rogue and a Hyundai Sonata, both which later were learned to be stolen. When officers started to follow the cars, two people in the Hyundai got out and ran and quickly were arrested. The Daily Herald reports police say the two males, ages 17 and 19, earlier entered several vehicles and mailboxes in Oak Brook to try to steal items inside. The Nissan Rogue got away. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A nature preserve in north suburban Lake County is in line for major improvements.
As part of a $60 million effort in Springfield to improve a number of state facilities and parks, the Volo Bog State Natural Area is getting a facelift. Dating back to the 1990s, officials have been calling for the replacement of the bog's boardwalk and floating trail. Now, just over $5 million in funding will make that happen. There will also be upgrades to bog pathways, its observation platform, and more. State leaders say the investments help ensure all residents have access to safe and accessible outdoor experiences. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
One person was found dead in a home in Humble Park last night. Police were sent to the area of Christiana and Chicago on reports of someone with a gun. When they went into an unlocked home, they found a 24-year-old man inside with a stab wound to the abdomen. It appeared to be a graze wound from a gunshot to the face. The man died at the scene. The 103rd Rosemore Station on the Metra Electric Line is going to be back open on March 3rd, but another station is closing.
What we did was completely close the station, gutted it, and rebuilt it. One of the prime goals of this effort is to make stations that were not ADA accessible, accessible.
Metro spokesman Michael Gillis says the work is part of a multi-year, multi-million-dollar plan to transform stations on the electric line.
On the day we open 103rd, we are going to be closing 95th Street, the Chicago State University station, for a much more extensive renovation of that station.
That project aims to better connect the station to the Chicago State campus with a new tunnel entrance, as well as a new walkway and bike lane connecting to a new commuter parking lot. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Outgoing University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones has agreed to a new job. The University of Washington says Jones will become its 34th president after he ends his nine-year role at the U of I this summer. The University of Washington says it's reached an agreement with Jones on a five-year contract that will begin on August 1st. U of I has not announced details on the search for Jones' successor. Now, from the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh List.
Good morning. Hockey's best minor leaguers take the ice in the AHL All-Star Challenge at a Blackhawks prospect. Rockford's familiar Kevin Korchinski earns the MVP award with a goal and three assists, plus the winning shootout goal. Korchinski has 85 games of NHL experience, could be called up by the end of the year. Artyom Levshinov still waiting for his debut. While AHL Rockford's on its All-Star break, the 19-year-old from Belarus, number two pick out of Michigan State last June, Levshinov gets a call-up and survives his debut NHL practice.
Yeah, for sure. It feels more like, faster here, harder, for sure, than in AHL. Yeah, for sure. It feels different level here,
yeah. It's just a glimpse of the future for the rebuilding Hawks. The 6'2 teenage defenseman Levshinov up for practice only, not expected to debut for the Hawks until down the road. He'll go back to the Ice Hawks soon. The Hawks work out again today, host the Oilers tomorrow. The Bulls and Heat take over the United Center tonight. The sinking Bulls have dropped 9-12. Send Zach LaVine to Sacramento in a three-team trade. Could have Zach Collins, Kevin Huerter, and Trey Jones in action as soon as tonight when they take on the Heat. And other Bulls like DeMar DeRozan is waiting for LaVine in Sacramento. And Luka Doncic wants to debut with the Lakers as soon as this weekend after a blockbuster deal from Dallas to L.A. for Anthony Davis. Super Bowl 59 opening night has the Chiefs and Eagles on the field speaking with dozens and dozens of reporters. And Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league has no problem with Tom Brady being an announcer and Raiders part owner. Also says it's ridiculous to believe the referees are benefiting the Chiefs. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago City Council members are considering a boost in security at large outdoor events. The Committee on Special Events, Cultural Affairs, and Recreation is going to meet this morning to talk about the possible need for stronger barriers to protect crowds from acts of terror. Alderman Ray Lopez called for the meeting in response to New Year's terrorism attack in New Orleans. A winning $650,000 Lucky Day Lotto ticket has been sold at a newsstand in the Loop. The ticket for the January 30th midday drawing was sold at the Headline newsstand in the lobby of the building at 2 North LaSalle. An employee of the newsstand says the winner is a regular customer, probably an employee in the building. The newsstand is also a winner. They get a bonus of $6,500. The Secretary of State's office says appointments are filling up fast to get the new Real ID. The deadline to have the new form of identification to fly in the U.S. is set for May 7th. The Secretary of State's office will have a booth offering the Real ID at this year's Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place. Reservations are not necessary, but you will have to have the proper documentation with you. The Trump administration is investigating Northwestern University over allegations of widespread anti-Semitic harassment on campus amid protests over the war in Gaza. The latest from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
The Department of Education announced the investigation of possible Title VI violations at Northwestern and four other universities. Those are to protect people from bias based on race, color, or national origin. The acting assistant secretary for civil rights says the Trump administration is putting schools on notice that it will not tolerate what it calls continued institutional indifference to the well-being of Jewish students. The Biden administration and a congressional committee also investigated Northwestern over its agreement with protesters who set up an encampment. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We've reached out to Northwestern University for a response. The U.S. has imposed a 10% tax on goods imported from China. Tariffs against Mexico and Canada have been put on hold for a month after what President Trump says were good conversations with leaders from both countries. Many American businesses still fear the worst. CBS's Jason Allen spoke to the operator of a car repair shop in Laredo, Texas.
General Manager Luis Garcia wants to keep his prices budget-friendly for customers, but he told us the shop can't absorb all 25% of President Trump's proposed tariffs.
It could affect our business, could affect our prices, but we're going to have to compete whatever they change price-wise. We're going to have to match that.
So while the tariffs are paused for at least 30 days, Garcia is ramping up, trying to stock up on parts now.
Meanwhile, the European Union says it will retaliate with comparable tariffs if the U.S. imposes an extra tax on items from the EU.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.